3, we can move to the subcommittees at 8:30. First bill is House Bill 2923. Representative Westland.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I move that House Bill 2923 be referred to the House School Funding and Tax Fairness Committee without recommendation as to passage, with the understanding that the House School Funding and Tax Fairness Committee will re-refer the measure to the Joint Committee on Ways and Means upon conclusion of its review of the proposed tax credit. House Bill 2923 proposes several elements to address the viability of the Cultural Trust Fund. One of those elements is a proposed tax credit for contributions to the trust fund. Before the Ways and Means Committee can take action on this measure, the House School Funding and Tax Fairness Committee must review and make recommendations regarding the proposed credit.
Is there discussion on this motion? The motion is to refer House Bill 2923 without recommendation as to passage to the House School Funding and Tax Fairness Committee. Is there discussion? Is there objection? Not, it's been so approved. Bills for introduction, LC 4133, into the Senate. Senator Clarno.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. LC 4133 would amend statutes to allow the Treasurer to refinance existing state debt with lower cost debt without seeking expenditure limitation to issue the new debt and repay the old. This would enable the Treasurer to quickly respond changes in the marketplace and take advantage of favorable interest rates that would save state money on debt service costs. Within 90 days of a debt refinancing, the Department of Administrative Services would have to report costs and related savings of the refinancing to the Joint Committee on Ways and Means or the Emergency Board. And your subcommittee believes this LC is fiscally prudent and recommends Ways and Means approve it for bill filing.
Is there a discussion on this motion to introduce LC 4133. Is there objection? Not, it's so approved. Bills reported out of subcommittee, Senate Bill 391. Representative Patridge.
Thank you, Senator. Senate Bill 391 modifies the authority of the Director of the Oregon Department of Veterans Affairs to establish and administer a trust fund for grants, donations, and gifts accepted by the departments. Current statute requires the establishment of two separate trust funds. This bill would establish a single combined trust fund in order to simplify accounting procedures. There is no fiscal impact on this bill. The Senate has already passed the bill. The Transportation Economic Development Subcommittee recommends the approval of this bill.
You've heard the motion to recommend the bill out to the House. With a do pass recommendation, is there discussion? Is there objection? If not, it's been so approved. Other business, Department of Human Services, Health Division, a recommendation for a federal grant application, Senator Yee.
Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair. The Human Services Subcommittee recommends that the Joint Committee on Ways and Means approve the submission of a federal Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration grant application in the amount up to $100,000 per year for up to 3 years for integrated comprehensive women's health services in state maternal child health programs. The intent of this grant is to develop an integrated and coordinated system of care that will result in the provision of comprehensive and continuous preventive health services to improve the overall health of women. Recent attention to women's health care issues has illuminated the fact that women's care is fragmented in its delivery. Women may have access to reproductive health care, but not to comprehensive, coordinated care that includes preventative services, education and counseling, appropriate referrals and follow-up. If this grant was awarded, the Department of Human Services would not fund direct services or research, but rather develop infrastructure to expand capacity for women's health services, facilitate the integration and coordination of women's health services and programs, and reduce fragmentation in an effort to create a seamless system of women's health care in Oregon. This grant would provide resources, specific for women's health issues in an effort to coordinate services across division lines, consistent with department's reorganization efforts. Your subcommittee urges approval.
You've heard the recommendation, approval of a federal grant application to the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. Is there discussion? Are there questions? Is there objection? If not, it's been so approved. Employment Department, another grant application, Senator Duncan.
Yes, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. The Advancing Youth Government Committee wants to recommend to you today to the Joint Committee on Ways and Means that the approve the submission of two federal grant applications. And the first grant offered by the U.S. Department of Commerce is in the amount of $900,000, and it would provide funding improvements around the state. As you know, the Department of Employment has centers throughout the state where you don't always have an office. And the grant would allow the Employment Department to migrate its 157 kiosks to an internet-based platform. And the grant has 100% matching requirement. And the second grant would be through the Department of Labor in the amount of $500,000. And it would provide funding for the Employment Department to implement the filing of initial unemployment insurance claims over the internet. The department previously applied for this grant in April of 2000, but they were unsuccessful, and as I recall, I believe they were encouraged to reapply this time around. If either one or both of the grants are awarded, the Employment Department then would return to the Emergency Board for additional expenditure limitation and will provide detail on how those match requirements are going to be met. The department then will report its technology plans for these projects to the Joint Legislative Committee on Information Management Technology prior to coming to the Emergency Board. Mr. Chair and members of the committee, the subcommittee recommends approval of these two grant applications.
You've heard the motion for the two grant applications. Is there discussion?
Mr. Co-Chair?
Senator Hartung.
Do I understand there's would be a $900,000 match required? Is that on both?
No. The first one 100% matching, and the second one, that's on the $900,000. There is 100% grant. On the one with the $500,000, then they do have to find the matching for that, and they would come back to the board with that proposal at that time.
Follow up?
Yes.
So is that $900,000 in the governor's budget or in the co-chair's budget, or where is the $900,000 coming from?
Representative Hill, I think, has a response for that.
Representative Hill?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. The money, I believe, is the dollars they already have in their budget that they can match the dollars that they're already planning in their budget for the kiosks. In terms of some $900,000 they already have in the budget for kiosks, this would then enable them to essentially double the dollars available to it.
So the answer is, follow up, Mr. Co-Chair?
Yes.
That it's in the governor's budget and or the co-chair's budget?
That is my understanding.
Okay.
Okay, further questions or discussion? Is there objection to the approval of the federal grant application by the Employment Department? If not, it's so approved. Next Friday, we will reconvene our subcommittee chair meeting at 8 o'clock with the full committee at 8:30 next Friday. There will not be any subcommittee meetings tomorrow. Apparently, everybody's attending meetings back in their district. So thank you for your work this week.
Mr. Chair.
Senator Duncan.
Mr. Chair, I'd like to ask unanimous consent to be recorded as having voted on House Bill 2923 and LC 4133.
Okay. Is there objection to the request?
Mr. Chair, could I make the same request?
And me.
Okay. The record.
I'd like to cover as many people as possible.
The record shows that those absent brethren will be recorded as voting on.
I saw someone in the hall down there, too, who'd like to be recorded.
Okay, let the record show the janitor and the... be recorded as voting on. We are adjourned.